The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously every day. Lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. He cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, and Lazarus received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. You're going to have three special blessings this morning. One, you won't have to listen to my homily. Thank you. Second, instead you're going to hear a wonderful presentation by Doug Campbell from Hands Together in Haiti and a surprise guest. And then third, you'll be seeing a video right now about the wonderful work that's being done there in Haiti, of which we are such a participant. So sit back and enjoy.
Haiti is always an adventure. A visit this year by our parish with some friends lived up to that expectation. We weren't quite ready for Cité Soleil. We felt slapped in the face with a slum, which has the worst conditions in Haiti. The sprawling waste pricked our consciences, and we wondered why we can't clean up that mess. Our grand adventure began with an unbelievable sight, a soccer game on Hands Together's artificial turf in the middle of Cité Soleil. Beautiful uniforms, a community event, cheers, goodwill, pride, kids frolicking, members of feuding opposing gangs united to support their team. Some questioned the investment for artificial turf. They should witness the transformation from this to this. The field is a unifying place, a normalizing place, a community builder, an adventure in oneness. Our adventure showed us a new ray of hope. Deep in the Boston section of Cité Soleil slum, we visited Sister Marcella with Father Tom, a beautiful home for some 200 orphans. an oasis in a desert of filth. Impeccably clean with a mother's touch. Some of the children are terribly injured or diseased, remnants of the 2010 earthquake. Hands Together helps Sister Marcella by providing food and support. We are all one. Visiting the Hands Together High School was an adventure in talent. They welcomed us with song and dance. They taught us how to have fun with some of the simplest things in life. We, in turn, challenged them.
When you have a goal, you have an inspiration for yourself. By working hard, you have to work hard to reach that goal, to become a doctor, to become a nurse, to become an agriculturist.
The trip north with Doug Campbell turned out to be a travel adventure. There is such beauty and life in the land, with so much potential. And always, the unexpected, a detour. Too many peasants stealing too many bolts meant a collapsed bridge. The solution was its own adventure. Happily, we did not drown, and we sped on to the remote village of Tididoon. What a thrill to see our two-story school in this tiny village finished. We were welcomed with song and dance, but we couldn't help notice the need for even the simplest of desks and chairs. We tied on yarn bracelets as a sign of our solidarity. There is no greater adventure in Haiti than Clark Farm. The beautiful new volunteer center is almost finished. Doug Campbell explained that visiting farmers spend 3 months learning the latest in agronomy. No pesticides, composting everything possible, healthier fruits and vegetables, higher yields, greenhousing where appropriate. When the visiting farmer sees the dramatic increase in quality and yield using Clark Farm insights, we have a new Haitian farmer. An adventure into the poorest parts of Gonaïves with Père Gérard was eye-opening. To venture down forgotten alleys and to step into a haven of love, security, and belonging in this district of violence and crime means to step into one of the 10 schools Père Gérard operates. With love comes discipline and hard work, something Père Gérard knows only too well. What adventure would not have its dream? Père Gérard has cleared a plot of land for a vocational school. He knows how few of the slum children have a formal education. But if they can learn a trade, his dream is on hold for lack of money. $200,000 will give a new life to countless young Haitians. Mission Haiti is an adventure. An adventure in Christ. We are neither Jew nor Gentile, rich or poor, black or white, Haitian or American. We are all one in Christ. We salute all those who have helped in whatever way to make Mission Haiti possible. And we beg you to continue to support our great adventure in Christ. God love you.
Hey, it's great to be in California, everybody. And one of these days, you can watch that on online when they put it up. It's a great summary of our work together last year. It's a powerful gospel this weekend. Jesus is speaking to us. And when I heard him speak to me today, it made me uncomfortable. I would like, it was about 6 months ago, a good friend of ours was murdered. Father and Tom and I were working. And I'd reached that point in my life, and you've probably gotten there at times, when you're tired of doing what you're doing, and you want to do something else, or you want to enjoy part of your life a little more than maybe you should. And I just wanted to enjoy my living room and watch the Red Sox and go see my kids play soccer up at Assumption and put some money away for this and for that. Today's gospel is speaking directly to me about that. And I remember asking Father Tom, he said, Tom, we've been here 30 years. We started a school system in the worst slum in the world. We built a farm. We have agricultural programs. We've done a lot. Maybe it's somebody else's turn. And he looked at me and he said, we can't leave. I said, why not? He said, because they have nobody else. We're talking about people who have nobody else. They're discarded. Even their own culture, their own people look down on them, the people in Cité Soleil. And I remember starting out how they would say to me, it's not possible to build a free school in Cité Soleil, the slum. Schools are a business in Haiti. You're going to incite the jealousy and the attention of other school owners. And they won't let you do it. It's not possible. It's not possible to buy a giant well driller and ship it to Haiti because there's farmers who are experiencing an 8-year drought and their kids are starving and they don't have water because the roads are not accessible with this kind of vehicle and who's going to fix it when it breaks down, and watered well drilling is a high parts maintenance business and who's going to operate it? It's not possible to build a farm that will help farmers have new techniques so they can raise high-yield crops and make some money from their farming, because they've always done it one way, and we've tried to make them change, and they won't do it. It's not possible to put a soccer field in the middle of the most dangerous place on earth, where 8 neighborhood gangs have been fighting for decades over that small little space where we're going to put the field. We have 10,000 students in our school system. We started with 70. We've drilled 400 wells. We opened a soccer field in a neighborhood where the United Nations says it's the most violent, dangerous place on the planet. There's been fighting in 4 months. There's been not one incident of fighting between neighborhoods since that soccer field. But there have been tournaments on that field. There have been 5,000 or 6,000 people enjoying one another, you know, selling chicken, having a halftime show. It's possible. You belong to a remarkable parish. A parish filled with tenderness and mercy and vision. You never said to me, hey, I don't know if you can do that. What do you need? And we can do it. What do you need? And we can do it. I was leaving our elementary school about 8 months ago, and I was accompanied by a young man here who's, he's going to talk to you in a minute, named Jimmy. And we followed a little girl home. And she put a backpack on, and she was kind of skipping. She was about 9 or 10 years old. We followed her all the way home, through the alleyways, passing the pigs and the sewage and the garbage, and passing the mother scooping up water out of half-broken Coke bottles out of the canal to boil that to try to make a soup for dinner. She arrives at her little tiny hut where she lived, made out of cardboard and plastic bags, and she pulls a cinder block out of it. She plops down on the cinder block and whips out her coloring book out of her backpack, a coloring book that you had sent down as part of the school supplies in your shipments. She takes three crayons. She pulls the three crayons out, and she looks at this one picture, and she smiles. Every time her eyes light up, and she tries to replicate it. And I watched her for about 4 or 5 minutes work diligently on this replication. I peek over her shoulder, and she saw me, and she said hello to me. She said, "Bonsoir, du comoye." And then she pointed at it, and she said to me, "Qui ça lié?" What is that? And I kind of looked at it, and I said to her, ça c'est un papillon. That's a butterfly. And she said to me, "Are they real?" I said, yeah, they're real. They're real. They're very beautiful," she said to me. And then she said, coloring, and she put her crayon down. And the happiness and the smile left her face. And her eyes kind of clouded over, and the light started to dim. She looked back at me, and she says, "I'll never forget it." She said to me, "I'll never see one. There is no way a butterfly could live where I live. I'll never see one. There is no way a butterfly could live where I live." I just stood there. And all the thoughts about maybe, you know, I've done enough work here, or maybe my time is done and someone else should do it, disappeared. And I realized why I got to keep doing what I'm doing, and why you got to keep helping us do what we're doing. If a 10-year-old girl lived in your house and said to you, "There's no way anything beautiful could live in my world," you would do something about it. A 10-year-old girl who's never slept on a bed with clean sheets, a 10-year-old girl who's never blown out the candles on her birthday cake, a 10-year-old girl who's never opened her Christmas presents or laced up a new pair of sneakers or been given a pretty dress, and who's looking at me saying, "Nothing beautiful can exist where I live. I'm not worth anything." Well, today I'm going to introduce you to a 27-year-old boy who I met at 10 years old. And he was just like this little girl. He was sick and feeble. He had 10 brothers and sisters, 3 of them have died. And he had very little hope or belief that anything beautiful could be in his life. It's an honor.
It's a privilege for me to introduce a boy I met at 10 years old and have him share his gifts and talents with you. And in doing so, remind all of you just what can be done when we work together, and we don't believe that it's not possible. So, Jimmy, welcome to Holy Family, and you're the greatest. Go ahead.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning. My name is Jimmy. I'm from Cité Soleil. I'm here today to remind or to let you know that the work that you're doing in my community, you're not doing it for nothing. Sometimes when I write my songs, and when I'm singing these songs in my community, it makes me proud because of the way friends, family, and the population, the community likes my songs, my lyrics. And I want to share this feeling with you today because, like, I'm proud of my product. So I want you to be proud, or to feel how you are when you're proud of something that you make, something that you build. I'm here today. I can stand here today in front of you to talk to you and sing because you decided to share love to people that you didn't know. When you decided to help my community, I went to the Hands Together School since I was 10 years old. I graduated. I was in charge of welcoming committee. If some of you went to Haiti, you probably saw me. And I was the president of the school for 5 years. And then now I'm working with Hands Together. I'm the director of student life, government for the students, trips, and discipline. So you change a man that could be a gangster to a musician. So I'm here today to share with you the produce that you are making in my community. I'm going to sing one of my songs that I like a lot because I've been inspired by your work. It calls It Is Possible because you do. You made something that people would say, this is impossible, but you made it possible in my community. I hope you will enjoy my song. I'll share it with you. Thank you. Have you heard a frog sing before? So that would be your first experience.
Depuis des vingtaines d'années, nous gagnons tableau pour l'exposer. Tout le monde est patienté. Y a tant d'images nous va projeter. Drapeau nous comme toile n'a pu utiliser. Sans comme acrylique n'a dessiné. Yon environnement qui fait pour l'on tirer. La nature raciste pour nous faire nous crier. Nous bon paysage pour servir déguisé. Yon panorama totalement déboisé. Yon biodiversité qui n'efface. La vie nous menace. Oh oui, il est possible si nous aménager, valoriser sa environnement. Oh oui, il est possible si nous planifier, bat tout le monde chance pour participer. Bon contrôle et organisé. Oui, il est possible pour nous gagner un pays qui carré fiche pour le monde entier. N'a fait combien que la jeunesse participe. Porter tout ce type pays nous en chantier. Conscience nationale, faut que nous sensibiliser. Déjà son gobierne pas posé. N'a planté tout côté nous t'a doué. Et tout seul nous y va rejoindre fermeté. Et vos yeux va suspendre, garder. Puissance va nous y va diminuer. Parce que les seigneurs pour l'aménager. Il y vient nous y pour nous débarrasser. Sous l'eau nous y si n'aménager, valoriser sa environnement. Oui, il est possible si nous planifier, battre une chance pour participer. Oui, il est possible si nous hiérarchiser, à grand contrôle bien organisé. Oui, il est possible pour nous gagner un pays qui carré fiche pour le monde entier. Yon environnement sans fracas, sans la fille, mais coup d'état, sans la fille, mais Bogota, sans sachet de l'eau dans la ria. A bon Jean et à des doigts, vous ébalez comme ça doit, laver même contre choléra, sécher ma l'eau, protéger environnement politique, environnement économique, environnement touristique. Oui, il est possible, si n'aménager, valoriser. Qu'on doit bien organiser. son sachet d'eau dans la ria. Agonja et à des doigts, ou zé balé comme ça doit. Laver mine contre choléra. Sachez mal nos malaria protégés. Environnement politique, environnement économique, environnement touristique. Oh oui, les pauvres,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.